meet Andy, who was outside selling the Big Issue in Queen's Road in Brighton. How long have you been selling the Big Issue, Andy?
On and off for about 2 years now.
Okay. What is it like? What sort of response do you get from people?
Well, it's a kind of mixed response, really. I mean, I do have quite a lot of very nice customers, you know.
What sort of regulars?
Oh, yes.
You get to know them.
Got my regulars who, if I'm not there, dead on my pitch on 7:30 in the morning, I get told off.
Oh,
when
really?
When they come past at lunchtime, you know.
Brilliant. Yeah. It must be freezing out there, though. I mean, today, you know, what is it? It's 5 degrees. It's cold.
It is cold. I mean, you know, my heart goes out to all the Big Issue vendors today. You know, it really is cold today. I think a lot of the public are starting to notice just how cold it is getting for the homeless community as well.
Yeah.
You know.
When you came in, I helped you carry some of your stuff. You've got a lot of stuff. I take it from that you're kind of moving about the place here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, basically, I just carry my tent around and my sleeping equipment with me. It's easier than kind of like leaving a tent up and then kind of coming back that night on a cold night and finding your tent's gone.
So you're living in a tent at the moment?
I live in a tent at the moment. I'm saving up for a deposit.
Wow. How long have you been living in the tent?
On and off for about a year now. Obviously, yeah, it's starting to get very cold.
How are you managing to survive at night? I mean, the temperatures, it's -2 last couple
of
months.
That's one of the advantages of, I don't drink, so obviously I don't have the advantage, whereas some of the homeless community are drinkers, you know. Mm. I'm a bit warmer in that aspect. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're just getting him a coffee. You enjoy that coffee. You need it. Warm
lovely.
Yourself up, yeah. It's got to be tough. It's interesting you say you don't drink, because I think there is a lot of ignorance when it comes to people who live on
Well, one
on
of
the
things street. About being a Big Issue vendor is, in order to stand there in your tabard, which is a red coat that the vendors wear, you are not allowed to drink or do drugs.
Mm.
So, obviously there are vendors that do drink, but they won't drink until they've finished their work. Or they'll go off for an hour, go and sit somewhere, have their beer, come back to work, you know.
I know when we've discussed the issue of homelessness on the show and whether or not you give money to people in the streets, you know, you always do get a certain proportion of people who say, well, I'm not giving them cash because they're just going to go and spend it on drink and drugs. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, everyone's different. I mean, I've had that comment thrown to me God knows how many times in a week.
I bet.
And it's like, well, guys, I don't, you know, I mean, obviously there are vendors that do drink. There are people that do drugs in the homeless community, but then it's like, I don't, you know, when someone buys a Big Issue off me, you know, it's like, I don't say, how do you spend your wages?
You know,
it's nothing to do with
judge.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, 9 out of 10 of the homeless people, I reckon, if you actually sat down and had a chat with them, you'd find out some of them are absolutely amazing.
Mm, I bet. Well, that's why I'm so pleased you've agreed to come in and talk to us today, because I want to find out more, you know, how have you ended up here?
Well, that's the thing. Sadly, the council, as helpful as they are, will not rehouse me because I don't drink or do drugs. Obviously, I'm not an order of priority.
Right.
So they say that to come back and tell them that they would house me.
Right.
But I have a little girl called Alexis.
Oh, how old's your little girl?
And she's going to be 2 on Wednesday, actually. So happy birthday, Alexis, for Wednesday.
Yeah, happy birthday to her.
And, you know, it's like, I've been told not allowed to associate with anyone who drinks and takes drugs, which is one of the reasons I live in a tent.
Right.
You know, I mean, if I've got to live in a tent for another year in order to get a nice flat out of it.
So are you worried then if you were to go to a hostel or something like that, then obviously you would be mixing with people with all sorts of issues, and then that would stop you from seeing Alexis?
Well, subconsciously, in the back of my heart, in the back of my mind, it is. I'm obviously always going to be thinking that, you know.
Yeah. Where is Alexis?
She lives with her mother up in Hove.
Right, okay.
You know, yeah, her mother's doing an amazing job up in Hove at the moment, you know.
So it didn't work out, you and her?
Sadly, no.
No.
You know, mostly my fault. She's absolutely gorgeous.
When you say mostly your fault, what happened?
I used to drink. I was a bit of a a-hole.
Right, okay. Putting it mildly.
honestly, it's the best policy.
One way of putting it, I suppose. Fair enough. So you've had so in a way, you know what it's like to drink and to kind of go down the wrong
road. Well, I mean, when I did drink, it literally was to kill the days.
Right.
You're sitting, you know, if you think about it, you know, you're sitting there. A lot of the homeless people don't have friends or are lonely, you know. Mm. And how are they going to get through that day? Because a member of the public won't come and sit and go for a walk with them or sit down and have a coffee with them and stuff like that.
So what happened when you left school? sort of take us from that point. I mean, did you get a job or?
I'm from Jersey originally, in the Channel Islands. And obviously, people who know about Jersey know that unless you're an absolute minted person, it's very hard to live there.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in a children's home over there, sadly, so I didn't really have much of a chance.
Do you know much about your parents? Or?
Grew up knowing my mum. I didn't really know my father. My mother passed away last year, sadly.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. You know, she was very ill. She was suffered osteosclerosis of the spine and a lupus blood disorder.
Right.
You know. But, like,
It must have been tough, you know, growing up in a children's home. And then, as you say, very difficult to find work and make a living for yourself in Jersey.
Me and my ex-partner Anna, we started off in Portsmouth.
Right.
But we tried doing the big issue in Portsmouth. It's not very friendly place.
Right.
Kind of very popular with the big issue. We met a bloke who was like, Brighton's an amazing place. Everyone's like absolutely bubbly.
Yeah, streets are paved with gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say on a Friday, Saturday night, it's a very lively town.
Yeah.
Especially with the amount of stag and hen parties that pass me, being one of the first vendors from the train station.
Yeah. Are they likely to buy a big issue from you? I mean, how... lucrative is the wrong word, but I mean, how successful are you when it comes to selling?
Well, it varies on a day-to-day basis. Right. I mean, like, you know, what you've got to remember as well is people... they, for instance, might get a weekly wage, whereas the next customer might be getting paid monthly.
Sure.
So whereas that one customer's got a tenner in her pocket, that other customer might only have that tenner to last them a month.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Now, I can totally understand that, you know.
Mm.
But
how much of the money that you take for the big issue do you get to keep?
Well, that's it. Once the big issue vendors are standing on their pitch with magazines, we've normally brought the magazines first. Now, what we do is we buy them at half the price. So we buy them at £1.25 each per magazine.
Okay.
And then we sell them for £2.50. So the idea is that you get the £1.25 back for a magazine and you make the additional £1.25 on top.
Sure.
So the idea is you can go back, get more magazines.
Go get more magazines and then sell
exactly,
some more.
Exactly, yeah.
So how much roughly, if you don't mind telling me, how much do you earn a day?
Like I said, it can vary. I mean, I try to sell about 8 magazines a day. You know, which isn't a lot when you think about it, when I'm standing there from 7:30 till 5 at night.
In the freezing cold.
But that 8 magazines makes me £20, which I split down the middle, £10 obviously cash for myself, food, cigarettes, anything I need, and then £10 the next day for more magazines.
Mm.
You know?
You say cigarettes again. And I'm not saying this, but I know there'll be people shouting at the radio saying, well, why are you spending money on cigarettes? Why are you living in a tent? If you've got money, why are you not putting that towards your deposit? Again, I'm sure this is something you've heard before.
Well, at the end of the day, I think me smoking is probably one of the least of my concerns at the moment. You know, people drink to stay warm. People do other things to stay warm. I've been a smoker since I was about 15 years old. I'm now 29.
How did you stop drinking? I mean, how bad was it?
No, I was what they call a casual communal drinker, kind of like you just drink because everybody else is drinking.
Sure, something to do, like you said.
Yeah, you know, like you'd turn up, well, all the other homeless guys are drinking.
Yeah.
Well, I must be the boring one because I'm sitting here not drinking, you know?
No, I get that.
So I kind of used to hang around, but then it was like me and my ex, Anna, we split up. She actually came and found me. I was sitting in St. Nicholas's Church having a 8.6 strong beer. And she came and showed me a picture of a pregnancy test on her phone. I asked her if it was mine. I got a bit of a slap for that. And she was like, yeah, you're going to be a dad. And stop drinking.
And that was it? You cleaned up your act?
Yeah.
Tell me about your daughter.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, have you got a picture?
I do in my other bag.
Oh, well, I'll have a look in a bit. How has that changed you becoming a father?
I mean, I wasn't given, ideally, the best opportunity when she was when Anna conceived and fell pregnant. But, I mean, that is the only reason I will not sit on the floor and beg. You know, it's a pride thing. The big issue is designed for people who want to keep their pride and their faith.
Mm.
You know, because, I mean, sitting on the floor, what you've got to remember now, it's cold.
Do you get abuse from people when they walk past?
Every day. It's kind of comes with the territory.
And how do you cope with that? I mean, do you want to retaliate, or do you just walk for ducks back? Or,
well, it's like a perfect example. I had a gentleman the other day walk past me. I've said to him, big issue. He's turned around and told me to get an effing real job. Even his wife or his partner was like, oi, she kind of slapped him. And I just turned around and said, get a real job. Like what, mate? Sitting on the floor doing nothing for and getting money for it? Or, no, mate. I said, the only thing I can do whilst I'm homeless that keeps my pride, I said, is sell the big issue.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've had quite a good response. I had the manager of the Ibis Hotel come up to me the other day, and I went and had a chat with him, and he's going to see if he can help me get in to some work or something.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, Andy. Well, I'm going to keep everything crossed for you.
Oh, so do I.
In an ideal world, a year from now, where would you like to be?
I'd like to be housed, you know, with a job, you know, and hopefully I'd see my daughter on a regular basis, you know, because obviously having a father in your life, I grew up without that father figure. I think it's quite an important thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
You know, and I don't want her growing up minus what I had, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand that. Oh. Well, she sounds like a lovely little thing.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Aww. Does she know that you live in a town? I suppose at that age, she's still too young.
Well, like I said, she's two on Wednesday, so she doesn't really. But, you know, it's not something I'm going to be like, wait, your daddy lives here, you know.
Exactly.
By the time she's old enough to know what's going on.
Hopefully you'd have got
I'd like to say, to her, yeah, your daddy used to live in a tent when you were born. But
look at me now.
You know, but he's sorted himself out. He's got a good job. He's got a good house.
I'm sure it's going to happen for you.
It will, you know.
You just got to, as you say, keep working
keep
hard.
Keep hitting the grindstone, as they say.
Like you are. How many have you bought today?
Well, I had three on me from yesterday, so I sold them this morning to a couple of my regulars, and I've sold four of this week's issue. So
I'll buy one off you.
Oh, bless you.
It's the least I can do. You've come in, you've shared your life story with us. That's the least I can do.
Well, thank you very much.
Where will you go tonight then? I mean, obviously don't give us the exact location and stuff, but I mean, what
happens...
Top
secret, yeah, that.
But what happens now? You're going to go back out onto the street, you're going to sell some more
Yeah, what I normally
then...
do is I normally work till about half five, because it's starting to get dark quite early now, and I do like to try and set the tent up in the light. It's very awkward in dark.
Yeah.
Dark, especially when you've got, like, holding a torch in your mouth and you're trying
tricky.
To, you know. But, like, yeah, I finish about five. I normally go to the pound shop, you know, to get a couple of bits and bobs, like a bottle of water throughout the night, some crisps and stuff like that, you know. Go to that Subway, get myself a sandwich, and then I'll go straight to my bed.
It must be freezing. Absolutely freezing.
It was. I mean, I actually had one of the rough sleeper team moan at me the other day because I'd only just bought a thermal mat.
Gosh, so you're just lying on the ground?
Or? In my eyes, a tent's a tent. Tents protects you. So I was just getting in my sleeping bag, on the floor in a tent, going to bed.
I mean, if we do get snow, if it gets really cold, will you go into a hostel?
I can actually let you guys know, for any of the homeless people and Big Issue vendors listening now, Swept is open tonight. Now, Swept is the emergency shelter.
Right.
That opens when it hits minus degrees.
So will you go there?
No, I'm stubborn.
I can't understand that.
Basically,
why won't you go?
Because subconsciously, in order for me to have a life with my daughter, I'm not allowed to associate with anyone who drinks and takes drugs.
I see what you're saying.
I stand there and lose business rapidly, quite a lot, embarrassingly as well, to some of the guys that are wasted all the time.
Mm.
And then I don't think I could be happily uncomfortable in a building full of them,
I see what you're saying, but I'm worried about you out in the cold. Listen, Andy, we've got to go to the news. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
No worries.